This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. The previous program was Leonard Lopate at Large, heard usually Monday through Friday here at 1 p.m. Stay tuned for Take Charge of Your Health coming up. It is 2 p.m., but I am going to remind listeners that for those people who haven't done it yet, please consider becoming a financial supporter to this radio station. You should know by now that we are in a fund drive, an actual fund drive, something that we used to do on a regular back in the day, but we're reviving it for at least 2 weeks. And in our endeavors, we are trying to raise money so we can continue doing the things we have been doing since 1960 with a clear conscience on paying the rent at both the transmitter as well as the studio facilities at WBAI. So, if you want to be part and contribute to that clear conscience, well, 212-209-2950 is the number to call to show your financial support to this radio station. 212-209-2950, or go to give to WBAI.org online. You'll be glad you did. It's 1 minute past 2 p.m. Stay tuned for Take Charge of Your Health coming up.
Your Health with Corrine Fornari, clinical nutritionist, clinician assistant, and Carol Peterson, pharmacist. Listen, learn, and I hope you enjoy the show. Bye!
Welcome back. This is Take Charge of Your Health with Corrine Fornari, clinical nutritionist and physician assistant, and my co-host, Carol Peterson, pharmacist. Every week, we present you with new and creative ways to help you make sense of health information and bring it home to you and your family. With years of clinical experience between us and research into traditional and cutting-edge technologies, we give you practical information to help you take charge of your health. Welcome back. We're here again today. I'm with my co-host,
Carol Peterson.
And we're ready for a fun show. This is going to be a fun one because we get to walk through the best of the best, some excellent shows that we've shared with you, and then share them with you again and allow you to get a disc of 10 of some of our, well, we really had to sort through them. We had to go through and cut out some others, but some of our best shows, and share the information with you. You can get that disc.
It'll be a data stick.
Data stick. Okay, a data stick. You can get that data stick and for a 99 contribution to WBAI. So you're doing three things. You're supporting Take Charge of Your Health. You're keeping WBAI alive and thriving. And you're getting a library, an absolutely brilliant library of some of the best national and international lectures on and practitioners on holistic health. And that's a pretty exciting thing, just begin your library and to maintain your library.
Oh, you forgot a fourth one. There is a fourth good reason.
Please.
This is a tax deduction for you as a donation to a public radio station, so you can get some credit back on your tax return. I know it's not the end of the year, but you might as well start preparing. We just passed our tax day and it's coming around again.
It definitely is. It just never stops. So if I'm going to give out the number now, and there are two things we're going to do. We're going to speak about the shows. We're going to give you a list of them. But we're also going to take your calls because some of you might be very familiar with these interviews that you did. So if you would like to join the conversation and share some of your thoughts specifically on the stick that we're offering, please feel free to call in. So to do a fundraiser and to do the fundraiser and to get the stick, the numbers to call is 212-209-2950. And you can become a buddy. You can give a direct donation. And for $99, you can get some of the best of the best. You know, this show's been on for 22 years. Time flies when we're having fun. And Carolyn.
And I've had the thrill of joining you for seven.
For 7 years. Carolyn and I have been together for 7 years. So please feel free to support your station as well as get the information in your library. You can download the stick to your computers. You could just put it in and listen to it, but it's great. So, Carol, I'm going to start with the first two and on the stick. And the first one is Nick Gonzalez. Nick Gonzalez is a brilliant practitioner with a very unique and successful way of working with chronic diseases, but particularly he specialized in pancreatic cancer, which is a cancer that is so difficult. And for most practitioners, it's a very serious, very aggressive cancer. And he specialized in pancreatic cancer. He had patients that were alive after their diagnosis of pancreatic cancer for 25 years, which was beyond understanding, particularly with the statistics that traditional or oncology doctors have with pancreatic cancer. They feel success is 5 years. He had patients 25 years. Biopsy diagnosed. So this was not a mistaken diagnosis. These were people who had been treated and then came to him, and their whole life, their whole health was turned around. And he talks about this. He explains it. He explains his therapies. He walks you through why they work. It is an amazing talk and discussion that Carol and I had with him. What do you think about it, Carol?
Well, it was great. I wanted to bring up that he actually got an NIH grant to study pancreatic cancer and do a trial, but he couldn't do the study. And the study was because nobody would agree to be in the non-treatment side of the study. Nobody wanted to take that chance because the success was so good. So his work is still carried on today. I think his wife, Linda, still has an office, and they do this work. But also, I'd just like to do a shout-out to William Donald Kelly, who's also now passed away, but he was the first, and actually Nick Gonzalez went down to Texas to prove him a phony and found,
his research,
to his surprise, it was real. Pancreatic enzymes and other things like your metabolic type are very important aspects of treating this cancer. So it's pretty exciting. Unfortunately, Nick Gonzalez has passed away now, but he was a giant.
And the part that's interesting, there's many parts that are interesting. One interesting was the level that he used pancreatic enzymes. But another piece is that he had different diets for different cancers. We all know that sugar is an activator of cancers, but he had some people who came to him with very specific cancers that were on high fruit, high vegetable diets, which is contrary to what we understand as a treatment and as a treatment protocol for most cancers. So he was very specific in his choices of treatment, and they were very individualized in terms of amount of nutrients, in terms of diet, in terms of also lifestyle. And he was, he went to Dr. Kelly, as Carol explained, and he explains on this interview. He went to Dr. Kelly to prove him wrong, as Carol stated. And Dr. Kelly opened up his files to him. Please go through my files. And the end result is Dr. Gonzalez spent a couple years there calling Dr. Kelly's old patients, going through his files. And Dr. Gonzalez was amazed at the results he was getting. So he came back and went to Columbia, and nobody really believed him. And he published a book, which we then offered on WBAI. And he also did multiple lectures and wrote multiple articles on his therapy. But you'll understand all this on this interview that we did with him. And we think it was groundbreaking. Within a year later, he had died. And we were so disappointed, and we never got him back in again to speak with us. So that's number one. Number two is Dr. Stephen Sinatra. Oh, my goodness. Stephen Sinatra also died recently, actually a year ago. And he was a cardiologist.
Shortly after he was on our program again.
Yes, about 6 months. Oh my goodness, are we bad luck? About 6 months after he was on our program. And Stephen Sinatra was a brilliant cardiologist. He came up with the term and the whole therapy of metabolic cardiology. And what he was doing was he documented dietary nutritional deficiencies that would aggravate and create cardiovascular disease. He told of cases that just amazed himself. He spoke of cases that he had people, now ejection fraction, that's the amount of blood pushed through the heart, that's the amount, is normal at 60% and is life-threatening, and people are on the road to dying at 30 and below. He told stories of people that had 23%, and he gave them very high doses of CoQ10, gave them magnesium, vitamin E, CoQ10, D-ribose, and he said that their ejection fraction went up to 60%. They became in the normal range. And he said he couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe the change he was seeing in them. Carol?
He also was board certified as a psychiatrist.
Oh, so he was
like, no, I think it was psychiatrist.
Okay.
But practicing like a psychologist, but he was doing work to help people with the emotional side of their dis-ease or unease. So that was very unique for a doctor to understand how events in people's lives led them down a pathway of less than perfect health. So he was amazing in that aspect. So we talk about that in that particular interview too. So just, again, an amazing doctor, amazing how willingly he shared all his information. He's the author of many books. And then we have this really lovely interview with him.
So we start out our interviews on this disc, on this stick. I want to call it a disc. It's a stick with Nick Gonzalez and Stephen Sinatra. Both of these are brilliant practitioners, brilliant doctors, and innovators that you can't hear any longer. These are priceless interviews. But then we go on. Now, the one that, and this is one of Carol's favorites, is Dr. Kaufman. Absolutely an amazing interview with Dr. Kaufman. Carol, do you want to talk about it, or do you want me to start?
Oh, no. She wrote a book called The Chronic Cough Enigma, which I devoured when Corinne was starting to arrange the interview with her. And I was so astounded. You know, doing what we do, we have a great danger of becoming a little hypochondriac. We can see ourselves in every single thing. But this book gave me some good answers because I was suffering from sinus drainage at night and coughing. And I wasn't really aggressively treating either of those, but it was a nuisance. And then to find out this all has to do with your digestion and reflux, that reflux or poor digestion of your food or going to bed laying flat too soon after you eat. You get this reflux, but it also manifests as sinus drainage and cough. And sure enough, All I needed to do was stop lying down within 5 hours of my last, till 5 hours after my last meal, and it made a night and day difference. Now, her book goes into all of the science involved, and she did a lovely interview with us, and she is my personal hero because it helped me so much, and it was so easy.
Well, her first book was called Dropping Acid. And what happened was in that book, she brought up a hypothesis and an example of a health problem that we didn't really understand to that degree. And we were blown away when this was brought up. And here she was, she was ENT. She was working with singers and different people, who professional speakers, a lot of that. And what she found was that these people were having reflux, and the reflux was going up their esophagus and burning their throats. So their voice was changing, their singing sound voice was changing. And she was treating them not by treating their throat or their congestion, but by treating their stomach. And that was mind-boggling. So she was a Harvard grad, and she wrote a paper on this, and they wouldn't publish it. She took her hypothesis and sent it into conferences so she could speak to doctors, other ENT. They wouldn't let her speak. And then she came on our radio program, and it was dynamic. She just knocked, as Carol says, knocked my socks off. That's a Carol. told us this. And then at the end, as we were saying goodbye, she said, wait a minute. I want to say one other thing, and I'll never forget this. She said, I want to thank you. I have been blocked from sharing this information to such a degree that I had to write this book and I had to get it out to the public, and you have allowed me to do this. I want to thank you so much. I so much appreciate radio stations like this that allow me to speak, allow me to share this life-saving information with people. She also, well, it goes on, but and I could go on and on. I could repeat the whole
lecture. We're going to run out of time.
So far, be sure. Rick Gonzalez, Steve Sinatra, and Jamie Kaufman, and Dropping Acid, the book that she wrote. But then we have another one. And this, now everybody's going to say, well, I already know about this. You know why you know about it? Because years ago, 7 or 8 years ago, we brought it on the radio. We got him tremendous coverage. We spoke to him a few times. Dr. Jason Fung. And he had just written the definitive book on fasting, explaining how your body changes with fasting and how to do it in such a way that it's not so traumatic, how you can turn around diabetes with fasting, how you can build your energy and mental focus with fasting, how you can tighten your skin with fasting without looking like
deflated balloon.
Deflated balloon. And he explained all this in with that understanding. And that interview is on our stick. Go on, Carol.
Yeah, priceless. He's written The Diet Cure, The Diabetes Cure, and The Cancer Cure. What we're having is an epidemic of obesity. And like you said, with diabetes, he's a nephrologist, a kidney specialist. He'd see these patients coming to him when their kidneys were failing because of their long history of diabetes. And he got to thinking, why is what everything we're doing for diabetic patients failing, and they're ending up in my office and we have to do kidney dialysis? So he researches
the road to kidney dialysis, all the treatments,
right?
Literally walking so closer to kidney dialysis.
Right. So he says diabetes treatment has failed everybody, and what we can do to turn it around. And I've watched his Facebook page. There are real persons telling about their journeys, and it's quite phenomenal. You don't have to keep a diagnosis of diabetes or even pre-diabetes. And we're getting more sophisticated in how to identify where we're just starting on that negative pathway. So his book is priceless. He was very tough to get. I called and called and called and called. Actually, you couldn't leave a message. Who heard of that? A doctor's office where you couldn't leave a message. Till I found somebody and I said, hello, and don't please hang down. Please don't hang up on me. And he is still very much in demand as a speaker. So it's great to have this lovely interview with him.
So we've named 4 different interviews. 1, Nick Gonzalez, Steven Sinatra, Jamie Kaufman, and Jason Fung. And then there was another one that Carol and I did together. And people really responded to this. They called, they questioned us about it. And it was a really good interview. And it was about sweeteners and how they affect the brain and how they affect the body and which ones are good and which ones aren't and how to utilize them. It was an excellent conversation between Carol and I, and people really responded to it. Now, if you'd like to join
this, we could use that as the basis of our own book, just to do a review on sweeteners. And it's so important that people understand where some of these chemicals actually come from and how they were made and what's the intention and what's the unintended consequences of some of these molecules that we use to sweeten. Since that time we did the sweetener interview, it's become more apparent that high fructose corn syrup has a connection with too much uric acid. And Dr. David Perlmutter wrote a book about also drop acid, about this particular marker in your bloodstream that we already associate with gout is causing some serious issues. And that particular sweetener is underlying all that.
So if you would like to join the conversation, if you've heard any of these lectures, or if you have any questions, you can give a call to 212-209-2877. If you would like this disc to go into your library, you call stick. And you call in. It's a $99 donation to BAI. It will come out to you. That's the exciting part. And the number is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Become a buddy. You already are. But become a buddy. Become our buddy. Become Take Charge of Your Health, WBAI buddy. And we're walking into the future together. We have a 60-year past. Now we're moving into the future. And that's the part that is so very, very exciting. So let's review what we've gone through. Nick Gonzalez, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, Dr. Steven Sinatra, Dr. Jamie Kaufman, Dr. Jason Fung. Oh my gosh, what a lineup. This is an all-star lineup and we're not even finished. And Corinne and Carol with Sweetener. But now we've got another one that I think was really eye-opening. And it's Dr. David Brownstein. And that was a pretty exciting one. And we chose, although he's been on the show for multiple times, we chose the one where he talked about he had just written a new book on salt and the importance of salt in the diet and in our food and in our metabolism, and why it's so important, and what you're getting with salt, and what you're losing when you deprive yourself. You know, why are people called the salt of the earth? Why were soldiers paid with salt?
That's where we get the word salary from salt.
Salary from salt. And so he explains all that in this interview. Carol?
There has been such propaganda by the medical industry that salt is dangerous. And one of the big questions was hypertension, that salt will make your blood pressure go up. While there are individual cases that this does happen, what Dr. Brownstein saw in his practice, that when the salt was delivered, the blood pressure actually went down. There's a mechanism for this via adrenaline, the part of your adrenals that make adrenaline. So your salt will help the other side, the corticosteroids, the hydrocortisone type, and balance that adrenaline. That high adrenaline state constricts your blood vessels. And that's so important that they do blood pressure medications like beta blockers. What do you think we're blocking with the beta blocker? We're blocking adrenaline. So salt, adequate salt, is a mechanism where you can break that high intense adrenaline issue. But a foundational book for everybody.
Exactly. And the thing about the adrenaline, we need that for our energy, for our focus. And when our salt is very depleted, our adrenaline has to go up to conserve and to hold salt in the system for our vital functions. So this is an important, and Carol said it, foundational book in terms of our health. And that's David Brownstein. So I'm going to name them again, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, Dr. Steven Sinatra, Dr. Jamie Kaufman, Dr. Jason Fung, Sweeteners by Corrine and Carol, and Dr. David Brownstein. But guess what? There's more. And this is a interview that just knocked your socks off. And I really do believe that many of you changed your eating habits and changed the whole way you think about nutrition after listening to Dr. David Minkoff talk about perfect aminos and amino acids and the importance for your body with amino acids and energy and brain focus and cellular regeneration, and it goes on. Carol?
So protein has the function of making just everything happen in your body. And we're now, I think we're into an era now where we're paying more attention to it. But we do have a problem. Not everybody is digesting well. We've been trying on this program to deliver that message, how to digest your food better. But in the case where you can't, and then some people are so worn down and feeble, the older people who have muscle wasting, sarcopenia, or muscle wasting of cancer, these perfect aminos were introduced for that because you don't have to digest it. So it comes ready for your body to use without the work of digestion. Dr. Minkoff has since written a book called The Perfect Protein, which discusses this, but he was such a delightful interview and I think helps us understand some very complex ideas very easily. It's a treasure.
So the number to call to get this stick with these interviews on them, the best of the best, it's like we're walking through memory lane looking at the best of the best. The number to call is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Become a buddy. Take advantage of this. You're getting and you are hearing some of the most brilliant minds in nutritional medical practice that exists today. It is a very exciting thing to have these interviews available to you. Dr. Minkoff, the perfect aminos, not only are they pre-digested, so they go into the body without digestion, which is very important because it takes acid to be able to digest proteins. And many people, many of us, don't have enough protein to make acid, hydrochloric acid. So you're in a circle. You can't make the acid to digest the protein, and you can't digest the protein because you don't have enough acid. So you're caught in the circle. So Dr. Minkoff works with these amino acids that are digested, but there's something else. They're called the perfect amino acid balance. If I have a whole, that you know, there's essential amino acids and then there's non-essential amino acids. The non-essential amino acids your body can make if you have adequate essential amino acids. So, but if you have varying amino acids and not all of the essential amino acids, then you're not able you will not be able to absorb them. And so it's pretty interesting to hear him explain this and why it's so important to have adequate amino acids. We're, you know, even talking about now in osteoporosis, where it's really come to the realization that the base of the bone is protein. And they're seeing that there's a 40% increase in fractures in those people with low amino acids. So the ability, your immune system, your body, all your body functions are based on amino acids. So understanding this, and this lecture, this interview explains it all, and you will get a copy of this. The number to call, 212-209-2877. Call. Become our buddy. Totally important. We need you. We want you. Become our buddy and support BAI, support us, and support your understanding of nutrition and nutritional medicine. So, Carol?
Oh, the next. Dr. Mink, I want to just say one more thing. Dr. Minkoff is in his 70s. And he is still a triathlete. And he developed this product, and he's got other ones. But his goal is to make himself as functional as he can as he ages. So that is a real big piece of his success. Athletes really do go for, they've been going for the protein powders. But the amino acids are much easier for them to digest. So who do we have next?
Well, we have Dr. Ben Bickman. And Bickman is, the interview is very important because Dr. Bickman is one of the, one of the spearheads of understanding of insulin. How our insulin works, how we balance our body, how insulin can create kidney disease, how insulin can balance or controlling insulin can balance our hormones, can balance our body weight. It's a very interesting talk because he goes into the science behind insulin and how he explains how we can control it. So it becomes our option and our with our ability to control it. Carol? Hello? Okay. So
hi, I just had to take a brief moment for a little cough.
Oh. So
Dr. Ben Bickman's book is Why We Get Sick. He's a professor at Brigham Young University and is really well known in the field now for controlling insulin. Sort of ties into Dr. Fung's work where we have employed fasting. How, what, when you eat makes a big difference to how you produce this hormone insulin and how we use it.
He is a disciple of Dr. Fung. Dr. Jason Fung. He studied under him for quite a period of time. And then, just like many students who then move on and exceed or excel with the teacher, that's what Dr. Ben Bickman has done. And he's written a book important for all of us, Why We Get Sick, explaining how our immune cells, how everything in our body responds to insulin stimulation and how we can control it. So the number to call is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Give a call for $99. We've only talked about eight of them. We've got two more to go, and they are doozies. They're fabulous. And you will get all of them. They will be part of your health library. And you will hear these pearls, one after another lecture, with some of the top people in the nation that are recognized for their contributions to immune health, nutritional health, cardiac health. And it's a pretty wonderful library. Now, the next one, Carol, I'm going to pass this one to you, is Dr. Chris Shade. And he is very important. He's just rocked the nutritional community by creating very unique combinations that are changing people's health. Carol, can you explain some of that to us?
We had such a delightful discussion with him about this particular bit of digestion. And we went to many cultures have cultural bitters. Opportunity to use bitters. Now, you brought up your Sicilian bitters. And we have Swedish bitters, and a lot of cultures promote the bitter taste. So Dr. Shea did develop a couple bitters products with herbs that have the bitter taste. And what's the significance of that? The significance is that this bitter taste in your mouth stimulates the bile flow from your liver into your gallbladder to release for emulsifying fat. So this helps your digestion enormously. And we have such a pandemic right now of sluggish liver, fatty liver, gallstones happening. And really, it could all be prevented if we helped our digestion more. Of course, you can use these herbs and you can use bitters that you find all over the place, but Dr. Shade gave us a real detailed course on the use of bitters for our digestion. I want to add one more thing. It's really important that you make bile, and bile is the same structure as our hormones, the sex hormones, the adrenal hormones, vitamin D. These all come from cholesterol. And that bile is forming a very important function in our body. So this was fun, and it was exciting to go down a rabbit hole and learn more about the taste of bitter.
He also talked and connected bitters to liver detox and why it is so important to have bitters with or beneficial to have bitters when you attempt to liver detox, because it stimulates the release of the cholesterol into the gallbladder, which is then concentrated into bile, and the bitters allow the release or stimulate the release of the bile from the gallbladder. Do you know so many people, Carol, are getting these surgeries where their gallbladder is being removed? And what is happening is that when that is happening, there's this constant drip, 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 drip of a very caustic substance, which is the toxic conjugation that is happening in the liver to be released into the bowel to be released. And when you continuously release it, it's very irritating to the small intestine. But normally we release it, it goes into the gallbladder, it's concentrated and then released in squirts with our digestion. And so many people are having stomach aches and they're and severe cramping and after eating, and they're ending up with a gallbladder surgery, which could be potentially not necessary if people then use bitters, use these formulas, work with the liver, release, and then use these formulas. And that's what Dr. Chris Shade explained to us, how to use them, why to use them, when to use them. And it was a fun interview, but also very informative. So the number to call is 212-209-2950. It's $99 to support WBAI, to become a buddy, where you donate whatever you can afford. I mean, if you look at how much you're spending on coffee a month, just donate that amount of money and make coffee at home rather than buying $4 coffees every morning as you're on your way to work. And donate that money to WBAI. We will not only survive, we will thrive, and you'll become our buddy. And it's easy to do. If you call 212-209-2950 or go into give to the number 2 or 2, T-W-O, give to WBAI.org, you will go directly to the place where you just put your name in, very easy, very fast, take minutes, and you will become a buddy. And it would be a wonderful thing for us. So the last one is another very, very interesting interview that we had with Dr. Michael Platt. And he wrote a book called Adrenaline Dominance, because we as a society are living in fight or flight. I mean, I look at the newspaper, this person got pushed on the subway, that person got this, this person got that, this happened, that happened, to the point where you're saying, oh my God, I hope my child, I'm afraid for my child to go to school, I'm afraid to walk outside the door. And that is one piece of the adrenaline dominance that we're experiencing, this fear, this surging, this inability to function. And he explains how physiologically we can calm our system down so we can begin to think, we can make choices. Carol?
Well, this is one of my favorite things, because probably my top hormone is progesterone. Back for Y2K, I said after food and water, I want a kilo of progesterone. So progesterone is the hormone that helps you balance adrenaline. And when you hit perimenopause and start having sometimes horrific symptoms, it can be your heart pounding, anxiety, panic attack, often causing women to run to the emergency room, sure that they are dying. And what is happening is that we're getting this great big surge of adrenaline, and we're having trouble getting rid of it. While we have the high estrogen, right along with that, we've missed ovulations, we're getting lower and lower progesterone, which could be balancing that adrenaline. He explains it very well. You can have progesterone even just before meals. It helps prevent weight gain. As a strategy, I loved how we talked about using progesterone to help with ADHD in kids. That's a high adrenaline situation. Sleep problems, high adrenaline, men or women. Prostate hypertrophy in men could be changed with progesterone to balance this excessive adrenaline. But adrenaline has a good side, that outside the fight and flight, which could be life-saving, it makes us creative people. And it could make us really focused for some projects, that we are able to hone in and really enjoy this process. I believe I was married to an adrenaline junkie. Cold hands and cold feet. Big... big symptom of too much adrenaline. So his book, one of the few hormones that we really didn't know all that much about, how this presents as in our lives as a functioning human being. The other interesting thing is we're struggling with high estrogen in perimenopause. And one problem with that is a failure to detoxify through the liver. You need methylation, which is a whole nother story, but adrenaline lingers too. We can't metabolize it without enough methyl groups, such as the B complex, methylated B complex, phosphatidylcholine, betaine, SAMe, all of these things help us. So what a trip. We got so much to talk about with these.
In older women, it can be a cause of palpitations that happen. You're sleeping, you wake up, and your heart is just beating so fast, you're afraid you're having a heart attack. Or if you're sitting there relaxed watching TV, your heart starts beating out of its chest. But it also can be high adrenaline can be a cause of inability to get pregnant. So there are all these balances. It's not adrenaline is bad, as Carol said. It's necessary, but it's the balance that we want in our hormones, in our bodies. So here we have, now you heard it, we have 10 different interviews, which knock me over.
Yes.
Let me just name them. They're Nick Gonzalez on cancer and cancer therapy, Stephen Sinatra on metabolic cardiology, Jamie Kaufman on asthma and reflux and reflux disease creating asthma, Jason Fung on the first real book that was ever written on fasting and why it's necessary and why it's important and why we even want to do it. There's myself and Carol on sweeteners. There's David Brownstein on how essential salt is to our diet, our health, our well-being, and our metabolism. And we're not talking about sodium chloride. We're talking about salt, but it can be a mixed salt. It can be sea salts with natural iodine in it and selenium and magnesium and zinc. Very important. Then Dr. David Minkoff on proteins and why we need them and how to absorb them. And Dr. Ben Bickman on insulin and on balancing our bodies through insulin balance. Chris Shade on bitters and on detox, liver detox supported by bitters and why we want to use them. And Dr. Michael Platt on adrenaline dominance. I don't think we can get a better lineup than this. This would be a sold-out stadium if these doctors all came to speak to us. I know I'd buy my ticket. The number to call to get this stick is 212-209-2950. It's 212-209-2950. And you will have a list of these 10 absolutely dynamic interviews with some of the top people in health, in nutrition, and nutritional medicine clinicians working with patients and then documenting the results that they see. Carol, oh, the number to call, 212-209-2950. Support your station. Support this very unique, very special 60-year experiment that connects our community together and allows us to be able to have these interviews. At the time, Dr. Sinatra was talking about CoQ10 when he first came on this program. He was being censored in his hospital about using CoQ10 to treat patients. At the time that Dr. Jamie Kaufman was talking to us about acid and acid reflux causing asthma, she wasn't and a Harvard grad, she wasn't able to publish her studies because they refused to allow her to publish them because what she was saying was so radical. And she thanked us for allowing her the audience. So this is important stuff, folks. The number to call, 212-209-2950. $99, you get 10 of the best of the best of the best, but we have more. We will, but these are so excellent, and we thought and we put them together because they have such a diversity of health and health conditions that they deal with. But each and every single one of them, if you listen to this and incorporate some of the information, even just a piece of the information in each lecture, you will end up healthier. Number to call, 212-209-2950. Support this show. Support WBAI, this unique relationship to listener and audience, a 60-year contract, and we want to maintain it. Support WBAI, support this station, support your health, and support your tax return. These are tax deductible. Carol? Oh my goodness, look at what time it is.
Yeah, it's time to call it a close, and we did have a couple people call in that we just couldn't work in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. Please call us next week. We'll be back.
Okay, bye.
So, we'll be back next week. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
In conclusion, I'd like to say, remember, this information is not an attempt to diagnose or a substitute for treatment. As always, we urge you to take this and all other information we share with you up with your healthcare practitioner. Clearly, this comes under the category of taking charge of your health. Thank you so much for spending this time with us, and we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Greetings, this is Dr. James McIntosh, host of Mindfield, which comes to you every Wednesday at 2 p.m. on WBAI 99.5 FM. Together with my co-host, nurse family therapist, Richardina Theodore, we delve into the explosive issues in mental health. Our mission is to help you know yourself, release your anxieties and your depression, and free your mind. Only on WBAI, the voice of the voiceless, can we voiceless ones be heard. Support the show and WBAI by donating at give2wbai.org. That's the word give, the number 2, at wbai.org. Or by calling 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. You can support the show and the station even more by going to give2wbai.org and giving a monthly donation of as little as $10 per month as a WBAI buddy to your favorite show on WBAI 99.5 FM.
And the previous program was Take Charge of Your Health with Corinne Fornari and Carol Peterson, heard Thursday starting at 2 p.m. Stay tuned for Resistance Radio with John Kane, all here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org online as we move along in this broadcast day. As you know, well, maybe you don't know, and I'm here to tell you, but anyway, we are in a fun drive. Yes, a fun drive. None of this malaise of where you can't tell which show will be a pitch show or not. We're actually in a fun drive. And this fund drive goal is to raise funds so we can continue on doing what we have been doing. You know, making sure that we're clear of paying the rent, both at the transmitter as well as the studios at WBAI. And actually have a goal and an attempt for a future here at